Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From Edward, throw in the Browns to the Terry trade rumor list. Yeah, I don't even know if they're like rumors. It's just what you see because Terry right now is looking for a new contract, and there's been a lot written about, you know, perhaps the two sides being apart, if not far apart. You see people, you know, coming up with, hey, I got an idea for a trade. And yeah, I mean, if you opened up every single one of these stories with the headline, Washington, you know, could trade Terry McLaurin to the Jets. You know, the headlines are sucking you into something that isn't a report. It's just, you know, hey, what do you think about this deal? Just like we do. Yeah, I've seen Patriots. I've seen Chargers. I've seen Jets. I've seen Steelers. I've seen, did I say Pats? And now Edward says the Browns too. So what we're talking about here is that Fox Sports's, the gentleman's name is David Hellman, wrote a story yesterday with some of the veteran guys that are looking for contracts. Look, we do know that Miami's Jalen Ramsey is legitimately on the trade market. They haven't moved him yet. Interesting. You know, Trey Hendrickson's name has been obviously in the news going back to before the draft. He threw in Jonnu Smith, the tight end in Miami, Terry McLaurin, TJ Watt. These were the names. And he finishes with a bang. Terry McLaurin gets dealt to the Raiders, and TJ Watt gets dealt to Washington. But he says he doesn't think any of these things will happen, nor do I. But that's not going to stop us from these hypothetical conversations. So, you would certainly have to give up more for J.J. Watt than you would for Terry McLaurin. So, if Washington actually traded Terry McLaurin away to the Raiders and got back, say, I don't know, a second-round pick, something like that for Terry, it's not going to be a first-round pick. You're not getting a first-round pick back for Terry McLaurin entering his age 30 season. Could you get a second-rounder back? Sure. I think so. I mean, these are the conversations we have all the time that we're way off on. TJ Watt is a package, man. That's, you know, a first and a second. That's, even though you got to pay him. I mean, he is, you know, one of the best players of his generation. He is, you know, a 7-time Pro Bowler, a 4-time first-team All-Pro player, a 5-time All-Pro player in general, a Defensive Player of the Year back in 2021, twice the runner-up to Myles Garrett, I'm assuming, as the Defensive Player of the Year. And then he would also finish third and fourth in another year, including last year, in the Defensive Player of the Year. He's a dominant player. He's got 108 sacks in his 8 seasons in the NFL, 22.5 back in 2021, got hurt in 2022. Last 2 years, 19 sacks and 11.5 sacks last year. He's looking for a new deal. like Terry. He's got a year left, but he wants to get paid now. And I think the Steelers will do it. But here's what I'm looking for. I'm trying to gauge the reaction, because many of you have just, you know, you're just built for, no, we don't need to trade for anybody. We don't need to trade up. We don't need to pick a quarterback at number two. We could trade back and accumulate more picks. Trey Hendrickson, you know, we shouldn't be giving up future picks for a guy like that. So if we just said J.J. Watt and just say the difference would be like, you know, you got to give up a legitimate pick along with J.J. Watt. We'll just say, you know, two future seconds for J.J. Watt. Forget whether or not we have them or not. Just, you're going to have to give up a little bit more for Terry McLaurin. It's not what this guy suggested. He trades Terry to the Raiders and then brings J.J. Watt to Washington. But really what I'm looking for is, would you want J.J. Watt on the team if it meant not having Terry on the team? 301-230-0980. This one's easy. I mean, it's really easy. Yes, of course. You're going to give me one of the top two or three defensive players in the league for a guy who is really good. And by the way, a great culture, locker room, the whole nine yards. Yeah, it would leave Washington in a current, you know, bind at wide receiver. You know, you'd be going with, you know, hoping that Debo can play big time, hoping that Noah Brown's healthy and ready to go, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, Michael Gallup, the whole nine yards. I mean, you know, yeah, there would be a bit of, you know, Terry's very important to what they want to be offensively this year. Everybody understands that. You add T.J. Watt to this defense, and I think your chances of getting to the Super Bowl and winning it are better. You know, the option being T.J. Watt on the team, Terry McLaurin. I would take T.J. Watt every single day of the week and twice on Sundays. This is a no-brainer for me. Give me number 90 off the edge, wreaking havoc, needing to be game planned for, making it easier for everybody else on that defense, giving the offense the ball back much more than it got it back last year, turning teams over and giving the offense short fields. Yeah, his impact would be far greater in the ultimate goal of trying to get to the Super Bowl and win it than Terry's presence. And I value Terry's presence and want it and know we're going to get it more likely than not. But this would be an absolute no-brainer. Max, what do you say?
Yeah, it would pain me greatly to see somebody like Terry McLaurin, who has been around this team and on this team for as many years as he has, get shipped out for a guy, or not directly, but a guy like T.J. Watt in this scenario. But with the way that T.J. is able to affect the game on defense, the offensive line has to slide another man over or put a tight end on him, so they're already going a man down. Like you said, it feels like a no-brainer, but emotionally it would pain me. If you have an opportunity to bring a guy like T.J. Watt in and put him on this team, I think that's something you have to very much consider. And at the same time, you also have to look at the offense and the wide receiver room and say, all right, how can we supplement Terry McLaurin and his production in this offense with these receivers that we have on hand? And I think that's a lot easier to do on the offensive side of the ball with a guy like Jaden Daniels than it is on the defensive side of the ball with what we currently have in Dietrich Wise, Dorrance Armstrong, Cleveland Farrell, guys like that.
When T.J. Watt came out in the 2017 draft, I was doing the show with Cooley. Cooley was so good at evaluating draft prospects. That particular draft, I'll never forget, after he watched T.J. Watt, and he came in one day and he just said, I have no idea why people are projecting T.J. Watt any less than like the second or third pick in the draft. He is and I think he said he's the best player in this draft along with Myles Garrett. And then he said also in that draft, I think this was the Christian McCaffrey draft, He said, Christian McCaffrey is not only the best running back in this draft, he's the best wide receiver in this draft if they just wanted to line him up and play at wide receiver. And but God, he loved T.J. Watt. He thought T.J. Watt was going to be his brother and some. How many defensive player of the years did J.J. Watt win? More than one, right?
J.J. or T.J.?
J.J. T.J.'s won one defensive player of the year. He's finished runner-up twice. J.J. Watt had to win it more than once, right?
Three times, I think.
Three times?
That's according to StatMuse, but Wikipedia also says three times, so yeah.
Yeah. And Washington, remember, had a chance in the 2010 draft to take J.J. Watt. They didn't. They traded back. They ended up selecting Ryan Kerrigan. Really good player, not J.J. Watt. Sometimes you got to be careful when you trade back that you're not passing up on a generational all-time Hall of Fame kind of player. All right, 301-230-0980. So, you know, take the draft picks, and it would cost more, obviously, to get Watt than we would get back for Terry. But would you be okay if after, you know, as Fox Sports' David Hellman writes, Washington ended up with T.J. Watt and the Raiders ended up with Terry McLaurin? Rick in North Carolina, kick it off for us. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
T.J. Watt would be my pick. I think it would come down to, like you say, numbers, you know, and pay. Would you rather pay T.J. Watt $35 million a year or
yes.
pay Terry McLaurin $35 million a year? I think we can not replace Terry, but I think with our offense and Cliff Kingsbury, I think we can the offense wouldn't really take a big hit. But
yeah, your phone isn't great. Sorry, down. Rick, your phone, and maybe we can put him back on hold and get him back. But your phone's really muffled. But I think you said, would you rather pay Watt? You know, sort of in that Miles Garrett range of $40 million a year or something just short of it, or pay Terry, you know, closer to $30 million. I'd rather the former. Yeah, I'd rather have T.J. Watt and pay him the going rate. They're basically both the same age. Let's go to Owen in Dallas. Owen, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Owen.
So, you know, love Terry McLaurin. He's an absolute, you know, star in our organization on the field, off the field. But looking at the trade, you can't get emotionally attached to players. You know, you learn this as a fan. You just can't get emotionally attached. So I would take T.J. Watt. He's an immediate upgrade in what we need in the trenches. He's going to be an immediate impact player day one. And I do agree with you. He's going to be a better chance of us getting to a Super Bowl than Terry McLaurin. I believe you talked about this earlier in the season, like, not too many teams are game planning for Terry. Sure, they're putting their best corner on him,
yeah.
But T.J. Watt's going to be the number one focus for other teams playing against us.
That's
so
right.
I just think it's a much better upgrade. He's an immediate impact player, and it would suck to lose Terry McLaurin, but just thinking about this as a general manager, it's a no-brainer, like you said.
Yeah, I think it is. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Owen. We're talking about just, you know, one of these, you know, columns written, suggested trades with veterans looking for new contracts. And this gentleman at Fox Sports said, well, how about shipping Terry to the Raiders and then using all of that cap space that you're not going to spend on him to go get T.J. Watt? And so I'm just asking, you know, would you be okay if somehow Terry got shipped out and T.J. Watt got shipped in? I think it's absolutely a no-brainer. T.J. Watt's a dominant defensive player, and his impact would increase the chances much more in getting to a Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl than Terry's presence. And Terry's presence is huge for them, you know, going for another 12 or 13 wins and having a chance to get to the Super Bowl, but not what T.J. Watt's impact would be. Chad in Nashville, go ahead.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey
man,
Chad,
first off, I'm glad your health's doing all right. It's been a minute,
thanks, man.
And I'm good. You scared me a couple weeks ago. So
I'm good, man.
I'm glad I get to listen to you. So, man, I changed my mind. I told him Terry, but after hearing you talk, I will say I don't think it's as easy, like laughing, like as easy of a decision. Maybe in as far as player, like you finally get him and he's on the field and stuff like that. But what you lose and what you're gaining, to me, is also a question as well, okay? He is in his eighth year as well. How many years do you think he still has left? At prime, just dog chasing the quarterback. How many years would you say?
Edge defensive ends, pass rushers, they age well, man. They age well.
They
We're watching one in Khalil Mack age very well. So they tend to age much better than receivers. So I would that would be part of the calculus, you know, that, you know, Watt and is, you know, they're basically the same age. Terry's the next draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, Terry's two drafts later. So Terry's probably a year and a half younger. I'll figure it out. But yeah, I think you got I think you got 3 years of MVP caliber football from TJ Watt.
Okay, then if that's the case, yes, I'm doing it. It's going to hurt to get rid of Terry. But what we saw last year, and think about it, you got a quarterback in Jaden Daniels, the fourth best quarterback in the NFL, okay? Fifth best, if you want to say fifth best. Quarterbacks like that make receivers better, okay? Now, do we have a number one? That concerns me a little bit. But you got a quarterback that can throw anybody open. Can he run a 4-3? Can he catch a football? Okay, just tell him to be looking in Jaden Daniels' direction, okay, because the ball's going to be there. So if that's the case, yes, you can afford to get rid of Terry, but just know that you might take a little bit of a step back with Jaden, don't you think, possibly with statistics-wise. I mean, and you have to be okay.
It always helps if you've got a really good receiver. It always helps quarterbacks if you've got a top 10-ish kind of wide receiver, no doubt. And they wouldn't have one on the roster without Terry, unless Debo got back to, you know, prime Debo, you know, play.
Not different, a linebacker?
Though.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Different way of getting the results.
Thanks, Kevin. Good.
Yeah, appreciate it. Chad, let's go to Anthony in D.C. Anthony, go ahead.
So everything you say is true, but the only problem with the scenario is T.J. Watt gets hurt too much. Take away the injury part of it, it's a no-brainer. But for my taste...
Played 17 the last 2 years. Played every single game the last 2 years. He was hurt in 2022. By the way, still made the Pro Bowl, only playing 10 games. But,
and wasn't he hurt the year before that also?
Played 15 out of the 16 games, because that was a 16-game schedule. So he missed a game. And then didn't miss... I mean, in his first four seasons, he missed 1, 2, 3 football games. In his first five seasons, excuse me, he missed 3 football games. And then in 2022, he missed... You know, I forget what the injury was. I'll look it up. But he missed 7 games.
Okay. Take away the injury part of it is a no-brainer. That's my only worry. But let me ask you a question. So it seems to me that the...
Torn pec in 2022, just FYI. Go ahead.
Okay. It seems to me that the NFL is stuck on this old mentality of once a player hits 30, it's all downhill from there. And... To my way of thinking, it should be
not with quarterbacks.
Exception to the rule, but generally, overall, once a player hits 30, quarterbacks and offensive line, the exception, they look at them as a diminishing product. To my way of thinking, it should be dependent on the player. You should look at the potential of what they can do, because if you think about it, this is an extreme example. Jerry Rice was excellent into his mid-30s.
Yeah.
For us, Henry Ellard was still that dude.
He was a great route runner.
Exactly. So cheaper and younger isn't always better.
No.
So depending on the player, you should be willing to pay them if you – you should have confidence in your ability to assess a player and say, yeah, this player still has it.
That's but it's a sport. that once you reach a certain age at most positions, your performance starts to decline. We name the positions. O-line, quarterback, and actually pass rusher. Those tend to be the positions where you get high production in the 30s. We've seen Khalil Mack. We've seen Von Miller, you know, in terms of pass rushers. We've seen, I mean, we saw Aaron Donald in his early 30s. I mean, he didn't need to retire. You know, we've seen DeMarcus Lawrence be a good player into his 30s, right? I'm sure I'm forgetting others, but I wouldn't feel like T.J. Watt was a risk at 30 years old.
No, I'm not talking about T.J. Watt. I'm talking about Terry. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If we had Davante Adams at 32 versus Terry, would you pay Davante Adams $35 million?
No, but I think Davante Adams is going to be special this year in L.A. with Matt Stafford. And I think he was great without a quarterback in Vegas there for a couple of years. I think Davante Adams still has a chance to play at a high level. I think he's a rare player that we're going to see play at a high level into his early to mid 30s. But you can't pay him, you know, in the Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson range at this age. You're not guaranteed to get 3-4 years out of him.
See, that's the part I'm saying. He's 32.
Yeah.
Three year, $110 million contract. Put him at 30, between 33 and 35 million. You wouldn't make that deal?
No. What's his contract's much less than that right now, correct?
No, I'm saying if
no, I would not. I would not have Davante Adams at 35 to 40 million a year. Not at this age. No.
No. No. I said 32 to 35.
Maybe. What is he? He's 32 now or 33 now?
32, maybe 33.
Yeah. So I just pulled up right now for the Rams. Basically, he signed a 2-year, $44 million deal with the Rams. So they're paying him $22 million a year. So
no,
I guess the answer.
I understand that.
Yeah. The answer would be it's too rich. Even though I really like the player.
My whole point is if he is your guy, he's your number one guy, and he wants that kind of money, you wouldn't give it to him. If you believe that he's going to produce for the next 3 years, that's my whole point.
Yeah. If he's my guy, I don't know, man. To me, I actually think Davante Adams is better than Terry McLaurin right now. And I wouldn't give Terry 32, 33. So
I wouldn't disagree with that.
What'd you say?
I said I wouldn't disagree that he's better than Terry.
Yeah. Okay, but what's your point? Your point is still pay guys that you think are going to be great, even though they're entering their early 30s.
Correct.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Off of a story in at Fox Sports suggesting a few trades of veterans that are still trying to work out contracts, the writer sent Terry to Vegas and brought T.J. Watt to Washington. Understood T.J. Watt would be more expensive to bring to Washington than Terry would bring back in a trade. But how would you feel if Terry wasn't on the team and T.J. Watt was? 301-230-0980. We've got a phone line open if you want to weigh in. All of you on hold. I'll get to you next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
How would you feel if TJ Watt ended up in Washington, but Terry McLaurin got shipped out somewhere else? That's what Fox Sports' David Hellman wrote. Terry McLaurin to Vegas, TJ Watt to Washington. Neither one of these two things is going to happen. But how would you feel if Washington went into 2025 with Terry McLaurin elsewhere, but TJ Watt on the defensive line? For me, it's an absolute no-brainer. It doesn't matter how I feel about Terry. Doesn't matter, honestly, what they would be lacking at wide receiver. They'd be adding a guy that's not only in his era among the best defensive players, he's been the best defensive playmaker. 33 forced fumbles. He's led the league twice. I mean, how many times have we seen number 90 not only get there, but use that big right arm to swipe down and force a fumble? 33 forced fumbles in his eight-year career. He's led the league twice in forced fumbles. His impact, I think, would give the team a better chance to get to and win a Super Bowl. You'd have to figure out what's going on receiver-wise. You might have to look into some of the free agents that are out there. You know, a Gabe Davis is available, and Amari Cooper is available. But if you gave me the either-or, I'd rather have TJ Watt on the team than Terry McLaurin. I'd like to have both of them. I really would have loved to have had Terry and then somebody like Myles Garrett had he really been on the trade block, but he never made it that far. 301-230-0980. Bobby in North Carolina, what do you say?
Hey, brother, what's happening?
Hey, Bobby, what's going on?
Isn't it kind of ironic, though, the last three names out there, Garrett, Henderson, and Watt, has had articles wrote about or been a little smoke surrounding our team. You know, that tells me we still hadn't solved that problem at rush in. You know, we both agree the defense is going to carry this team. But if you could, pull this off, it's a no-brainer, like you said, bud. We got the, you know, defense is going to take us to where we want to go, if that's the case this year. Terry's a great player and a great team member. Everybody loves Terry and loved Terry. He made a lot of plays, but, you know, Terry's just around 10 to 14 in the receiver core, but he's not top four or five, and I just definitely don't want me to give money to him like that, okay, going forward. I mean, they might be forced to, but I don't think they will. But if we could get T.J. Watt or Rush in to go along with his defense coming back, that would be a no-brainer in my eyes, brother.
But it is. Yeah, it is with me, too. I guess, what did we put up? We put up something, a poll?
Yeah, I put up a poll just to get a little read on the public here, because I'm curious myself. And right now, Terry McLaurin, with 82 votes in, Terry McLaurin leads with 73.2% of the vote.
82 votes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Okay. That's why I asked. That's why I wanted to take calls, because it wasn't going to surprise me if many decided, no, I'll let TJ Watt stay where he is. We'll keep Terry. Let's go to 757 Paulie. What's up? Hail to the W.
Hail to the W. How you doing, big guy? What's going
What's
on?
Up? Not much. I'm good.
Hey, I'm sticking with Terry, man. Hey, to me, who you said did this? Did his report, Dan Snyder, we playing Madden, Dan and Vinny. They gonna give up two number one for
Dan and Vinny wouldn't be, well, Dan wouldn't even think about this. I mean, he would have had, you know, Terry signed to a Jamar Chase kind of deal. I mean, back in like 2008.
And he also would have traded the next five number one draft picks for T.J. Watt.
Well, you know what I mean? He offered two for Chad Ochocinco, two first-rounders. So you would really – you'd keep Terry and not bring in T.J. Watt.
We made it to the NFC Championship game with Dante Fowler as our leading sacker.
Uh-huh. And what happened in that NFC Championship game?
Yeah, okay. So you're saying T.J. Watt was just going – change the whole outcome of that game? I mean, the Steelers haven't made it too far with him, and I know the quarterback situation is different. I know that, but
maybe he would have made a difference in a couple of regular season games, which would have put Washington in a different, you know, position in that game.
Hey, listen, bro, you asked an awful lot for a team who won 12 games.
I understand that, but that's not the goal. You know, I want to win the Super Bowl.
I want to win the Super Bowl, too.
And they sucked on defense last year.
Yeah, but you don't have to have the number one player in the league on defense, and you definitely going to have to break the bank for him. You know what I mean? So you're breaking the bank for a guy that hasn't played a down for you. I'm going to keep what I got. And I heard you say that you think Devontae Adams is better than Terry. I don't think that, man. I mean, he might be more, if you want to say, more explosive or more fluid than Terry. But I wouldn't say he's a better all-around receiver than Terry, man. I mean, Terry, if Devontae was on his team last year and he started out the first two games like Terry did, all hell would have broke loose, because we've seen it happen with the Raiders. You know, people get talent and all-around professionalism mixed up a lot. It's not that big of a step difference between Terry and
Devontae Adams has always been a pro.
He always been a pro. He forced his way out of the Raiders, off the Raiders team, because he wasn't getting the. He said he wasn't getting the ball enough, and he ended up with over 100 catches.
He's also 32 years old, and let me just ask you this serious question: do you think Devontae Adams, in his prime years, let's just go back to some of those years in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, is better than Terry's ever been here?
Now that I give you that, I give you in his prime.
It's not even close.
It's not, because I was a
dude was catching 115, 120 balls a year.
But you know what? When he got out of that situation, he showed his true colors, man.
He caught 100 in Vegas. He caught 103 with Aiden O'Connell as a quarterback.
And he bitched the whole time.
Okay.
Have you
know what?
Complain?
You know what? I'll take 103 catches with what they had in Vegas that year with a little bit of bitching. Devontae Adams has never been a major problem anywhere.
It was a major problem with the Raiders.
A major problem in an organization that was going nowhere. I think him and Nacua this year, if Stafford stays healthy, that's going to be dangerous. That team has a lot going for it this year. If Stafford stays healthy, big if at 36, 37 years old.
You're getting me mixed up. I didn't say Devontae was trash. I just said that back when he was in Green Bay, he was my favorite player. I had him ranked as one or two as far as the
season. He was definitely one or two. That's my point. The comparison to what Terry's been versus what Devontae has been, it's not even close. I think Devontae Adams has a lot left, and I think we saw that in New York last year in that second half of the season. I mean, in 11 games, he almost caught as many balls as Terry did for the season. He had 67 catches in 11 games. Terry had 82 in 17.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Terry has a lot left. Terry got a lot left.
I agree. I love Terry.
Terry is the leader. Terry is the leader of this team, man. Devontae Adams is not leading nobody's team except to the end zone.
We're not, you know? But that's not the question. We're not talking about Devontae Adams. We're talking about TJ Watt.
You brought it up.
How's TJ Watt as a leader? You brought up Devontae Adams.
No, you was talking about him a couple callers ago, man.
I know that because the caller mentioned Devontae Adams, and I said I think Devontae Adams. I'd probably take him right now, but that's not the question, man. Sometimes you just cannot be coached. So you would take Terry instead of TJ Watt on this upcoming team seat. Yeah.
Just off of what I said, man. We got to the championship game with Dante Fowler as our leading sack guy. We can find somebody to get some sacks, man. Now, I understand, you know, Watt is a great player. He is. And I'm not trying to give up my best receiver, a draft pick, and got to pay him the highest defensive
player. I don't think you got to match Garrett. Money. I think you can come in a little bit lower than Garrett because Garrett's younger.
No, I think that's the problem now. I think he wants to be matched like Garrett.
I understand that. Let's see what it ends up being.
And let Micah Parsons get signed first. And that's really what the problem is with both of the teams. It's Parsons and T.J. Watt trying to see he's going to get the money first. That's what's going on. But yeah, man.
When you bring that up, it just makes you wonder, what is Jerry Jones thinking? Why would he let Myles Garrett and potentially T.J. Watt go out and get paid instead of doing the Parsons deal early? He has gotten burned on all of these transactions. Dak, CD, and he's going to get burned on the Parsons deal, too. He's going to pay Parsons, no doubt.
You know what it is? You know what it is with Jerry? Jerry doesn't look at it as he's getting burned. He's looking at it as, you know, it's a measuring stick thing with him. You know what I'm talking about. You know, he wants to show he got the biggest thing.
Yeah, but it's so stupid. And you don't want to be the biggest in that area.
But... Jerry do.
Yeah.
Jerry does, man. I'm telling you, man. That's all it is. It's a show for him. He want to prove that, hey, the Cowboys is what everybody's talking about. He has to be the talk of the town. He's that girl that has to have the center of attention at all times. So
it's terrible what they've done in managing their salary structure and cap. They have not managed it well at all.
It's beautiful. Let him keep doing it. Let him keep ripping the team apart.
I agree. All right, let me roll. Hey, let me go. Marcus and Brandywine, go ahead.
Kevin, I respect you, man. You're a max. Because I would accidentally hit the end button so fast on some of these callers. It's amazing.
Well, Paulie's my guy. Paulie's one of my favorite and one of the sharpest callers I have. Even though he's wrong on this one.
Funny, man. It's always funny, but it's some crazy guy. Listen, two points. First thing is, people are so emotionally invested in Terry McLaurin. I mean, rightfully so to a point. Like, he stuck it out. And, you know, you want him to be here. But, I don't want 5-12 win seasons. I want a Super Bowl. So, if, just like what Paulie was saying, he made a great point. But, you know, he bit his own tongue. With how I was trying to explain it, we made it to the championship with Dante Fowler as our leading sack guy. Jalen Hurts didn't throw for 400 yards in that championship game. No. Saquon Barkley destroyed us up front. So, I mean, yeah, you have
to. He destroyed us in every way possible. I mean, we couldn't get off the field against
him. So it's like you have to have some type of knowledge of football to understand that bringing in a guy, nobody's double teaming Dante Fowler. But people are going to double team T.J. Watt, and that allows better opportunities to stop the run. We got destroyed in the championship game by the run. Adding T.J. Watt, that could have been a game changer. So, absolutely, I would take T.J. Watt over, Terry McLaurin for next year. I mean, Terry's a great guy, but look what J.D. did with Olamide Zaccheaus. Look what J.D. did for De'Ami Brown. Like, he went out and got those guys paid. So, there's no – you can't be so emotionally invested in a player and take that over a Super – I want a Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're talking about one of the best players in the league. Like, he would rank in the top 8 to 10 players in the league. All right, versus a guy who's really good and, somewhere in the 10 range at wide receiver. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's impacting games. Final, and Terry did too.
Yeah.
But T.J. Watt is, unless you feel like he's about to fall off a cliff at 30, 31 years old, and maybe medical or something like that would speak to that. If you don't think that, he is on the verge of falling off and he's still got another 3 years as T.J. Watt, he gives you a chance, a much better chance to win the whole thing than Terry does at wide receiver.
And to that point, to your point about the age thing, him falling off, that whatever, however many callers ago it was about this age thing, like my opinion, I'm going to try to make this short. My opinion is when teams are going out and they're evaluating these trade deals or these free agent signings, I think it's solely based off of what you have in-house, what you are looking to do immediately, and maybe looking to do long-term. I mean, and we'll go as recent as this DK Metcalf signing. Like, they're probably 25 teams, not probably, I'd be willing to bet the next year's rent that there are 25 teams that would have looked at that number and laughed. But those other 7 teams, they...
I'll be honest with you. I've heard so many people criticize the DK Metcalf deal. DK Metcalf, to me, is one of those players capable of dominating a game at that position. In the same way A.J. Brown can, with size and physicality and hands. And, we'll see what it looks like with Aaron Rodgers this year. But I've seen so many people drill Pittsburgh for that deal. And I don't know. Metcalf, to me, big, strong, and can dominate games, and we've seen him do it. Hey, I got to roll. Thanks, Marcus. Let's get to a Steelers guy and one of my favorite people, Walt Whitman's Big Tony. What's up?
What's going on, Shawty?
What's up,
Shawty? Hey, look here, man.
What?
On this Metcalf thing real quick, they weren't going to sign Pickens, all right? So that's why they had to get a receiver. They were going to let Pickens walk. So they needed to get it. All right. Now, here's the thing, Kevin. Watt should have won the Defensive Player of the Year 2 years ago when they gave it to Garrett. His numbers crushed Garrett's numbers. All right. That's first of all. Second of all, not only does he pass rush and, like you said, force fumbles, the brother intercepts balls, man. I've seen so many games where he one hand snags at the line. I'm not talking about a linebacker with a deflection or a cornerback with a deflection or jumping around. I'm talking he's standing at the line. He sees the ball. He jumps and grabs it with his daggone hands. Not only that, Kevin. He's a run stopper. You can't stop the run. He can stop the run. He'll dog it down from the backside. If you try and run right at him, he'll smash your tight end, smash your tackle, and get the ball carry. Dude, it's a no-brainer. People, get off loving your players. I watched the Steelers get rid of Rod Woodson, Troy Polamalu, Greg. I could do this all day long. I watched them let them go when these people could still play. Get off your emotions. And another thing, you keep saying, Yeah, was one game away from the Super Bowl. That's cool because Detroit decided to get crazy when my man was getting 25 yards a carry and didn't want to give Gibbs the ball.
It wasn't 25, but it was 10 yards a carry Jahmyr Gibbs was getting. They didn't want
to give Gibbs the ball, right? And then about 4 or 5 games last year, if the Giants had a kicker, if the dude wasn't doing the twerk jerk in the Chicago game and stopped the ball, at the helmet, there's what if the shit is all over the place. Now, like you said, y'all playing a whole different bunch of offenses this year. This ain't that cruddy stuff you played last year. But anyway, that's besides the point. You ain't getting TJ.
But five is still the real deal, and they're gonna be a good team because of him. You know that,
and
right?
Here's the other thing. Oh, I what? Dude, no doubt. He's my fourth. He's fourth or fifth for me. But here's the other thing. Kingsbury schemes it up, Jack. I don't care who you got. He will scheme it up. And you got to remember, you got to account for number five because he may break out like Lamar. And now what you going to do? Now you start, hey, Kevin, he starts to roll out the corner or whoever the linebacker start to come up like he ain't running. He's throwing it. Now you got Jimmy Joe, who we ain't never heard of, catching the daggone bomb going down the side. Man, Kevin, get these boys straight, man. Jameer it's Gibbs, a no-brainer, baby.
I still don't understand what Detroit was thinking. The thing that killed them more than anything is that David Montgomery came back from injury, and they wanted to give him carries, and it was the biggest mistake because Gibbs was running at 10 yards a pop. Yeah, they got us. This is the whole thing next year. They can't, and they're going to be facing Gibbs again, Bijan Robinson again, Saquon Barkley twice. Who else?
Don't you?
Huh?
Do you got the AFC? You got the AFC West?
Yeah, we got the AFC West. So we've also got the rookie in Vegas in week three, Josh Jacobs in week two. I think, I think one of the surprise rookie players last year was Tyrone Tracy. Like, I could see him becoming a big-time upper echelon back in New York. So they just can't do, they can't ask Jaden Daniels next year to every week overcome, you know, 6.5 yards per carry by the other team. Can't do that this year. Because like you mentioned, and I've talked about it a lot, you're not just going to get beat with running backs. You're going to get beat with much better quarterbacks. At least that's the way it lays out now. Things change. Understand.
And you got to remember, Kevin, it was like 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. Y'all ain't even punt. So you can't rely on that again.
I know. And some of those games were still close games. The Giant game in week two, they didn't punt. And Neighbors dropped a fourth down pass, as did Devontae Smith in the Philadelphia game, which, gave Washington a chance, the football. And, you could argue the two-point conversion for New Orleans was an opportunity to catch a ball. Look, just because you got breaks, there's nothing that says you're not going to continue to get the breaks. Sometimes they made those breaks. Bottom line is they're going to have a quarterback that if you got the ball down, 6-7 or less with 2 minutes to go, you're going to have a really good chance to win the game. But TJ Watt, good God. I mean, sometimes I really think some of our fans only watch our games. And that's it.
They do. They ain't got the red zone, man. You take it easy, baby.
All right. Well, it's not just the red zone. All right. If you want to weigh in, we might have another caller or two on this, but we'll wrap it up next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right. Well, now that we're through with the NBA Finals, NBA trade news is hot off the press as the Celtics are sending Drew Holiday back to the Portland Trailblazers in exchange for Anthony Simons and 2 second-round picks. Aaron Rodgers has just confirmed on the Pat McAfee Show that this will likely be his last go around the NFL. Quote, "I am pretty sure this is it. That's why we did a one-year deal." End quote. Cal Raleigh continues to extend his lead in the AL home run race after he launched his 32nd dinger of the season. That is his 6th home run in the last 6 games. And Aaron Judge trails with 28. The Nats bats got hot last night to hoist themselves over the Padres. Mitchell Parker gets the win, and James Wood hits the 3-1 bomb to crack it wide open. The Nats win 10-6. They will continue their series tonight versus the Padres. First pitch at 9:40, and Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 9:10. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So the Game 7 on Sunday night between Oklahoma City and Indiana was the most watched NBA Finals game in 6 years. The average audience was 16.53 million on ABC. The audience peaked at 19.28 million during the second half, but 16.53 million is the most in the finals since Game 6 of the 2019 Finals, which was Toronto winning the title on that night against Golden State, 18.34 million. The last Game 7 we had in the NBA Finals, when Cleveland completed the 3-1 comeback and beat Golden State in Game 7, that Finals Game 7 averaged 31 million viewers. So this one almost basically, you know, a little bit more than half the viewers in Game 7. That is a big difference between 2016 and 2025. Of course, you're talking about LeBron against Steph, you know, in that Game 7. Massive difference. But, you know, when you compare, man, the NBA where it is now, not that they should even care. They signed a TV deal worth $76 billion last year. They are in great shape for the next 10 to 12 years. And so ratings probably don't matter at all. But, man, it is still a sport. Like the NCAA final, I looked this up, between Houston and Florida, did 18.1 million on that Monday night in March. Almost 1.5 million more than the NBA Finals Game 7. And that's really the comp, right? A Game 7, a one-and-done versus, you know, the championship game. And, God, the Super Bowl this year, the most watched Super Bowl of all time, 127.7 million viewers for Philly and KC in a blowout game. I mean, 111 more, a million more people watch the Super Bowl than a Game 7 NBA Finals. That tells you, man, there's just the NFL rules. And even college basketball's Final Four, even now, because I think college basketball is so much less popular than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. But even a final, you know, championship game, Houston, Florida, that's not even like having Duke. You know, there's no Duke in that championship matchup. There's no North Carolina. There's no Kansas. There's no Kentucky. That did, you know, almost 2 million more viewers than the NBA Finals in Game 7. But, you know, it was, you know, a big audience compared to some of their recent audiences. But, man, you've got to have, in the NBA Finals in Game 7, you got to have known stars. And nobody really knows. Casual sports fans did not know SGA, did not know Jalen Williams, did not know, you know, Halliburton or Siakam. Maybe they'll learn more about these players in future years. All right, we are done for the day. Thanks to Bobby Marks. He was excellent in talking NBA draft. Thanks to all of you who called in on the show. Is it Chris next or Linnell next?
Today is Chris.
All right, it's Chris. I thought you had mentioned something about Linnell.
Linnell did yesterday, and I think that went off without a hitch. So okay. I believe Russell is in the building today.
Chris Russell's next. Back tomorrow, everybody.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.